There's rain coming. Can wash some of that out of the atmosphere for us. We're glad you're here to worship the Lord with us. So if you are comfortable, we don't care if you stand, sit, kneel, whatever you want to do as you worship the Lord. But if you're able, I'll ask you to stand and we'll open our service here with a hymn.
Stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransoming glory his face I at last shall see, will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here at Mortonville Alliance Church. These are the announcements for July 16th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through the church's email address, mortonvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School are now on the summer break, so you will find crayons and papers to color while you are in the service. On Sunday, July 30th, we're going to be having a baptism service. If this is something you're interested in, please contact the church office. We will be running our Summer Jams children's program the third week in August, August 14th to 18th. Now we have 90 children registered. Please be praying for those organizing and volunteering, not just because of the kids, just because they could use some extra prayer. We will have a youth gathering next Wednesday to go to Aspen House, July 19th from 6:30 to 8:30. At the end of the service, if you want prayer, there will be people stationed in the back to church of the church and pray with you. Thank you.
Please stand as we prepare our hearts with this next song. And as you sing it, consider the words your prayer.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold, refined as fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your
children singing glory, glory.
the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all who see how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing.
Going to have you stand and greet each other.
Oh, whoops, sorry. I get too wrapped up.
All right, that's the one that Mom gets emotional on, so probably.
Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. We're glad you're here today. If you heard that squealing earlier on, that was my grandson. You're allowed to squeal in delight during the service. Just put that out there. This morning, we're going to use Titus to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Titus 2, 11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, brings salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. We express our devotion to God this morning as a people who continually experience His grace, and we look with hope to the day of when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore Him." In confession in Titus 3, 1 and 2, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient always, ready to do what's good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. It is so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those we live with, or harsh and proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week when this is how we've acted. And then we ask God to come and help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, "I've been sent to proclaim faith to those God has chosen, and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We're a people who have been chosen. We have the truth of His words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let's be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God." Supplication, Titus 3, 4 to 6. "But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of His kindness, His love, His mercy, and bring our requests before Him. By His Spirit, so generously poured into our lives, we pray with confidence that He listens to us and renews and restores us." God, we pray for Rowena, for Landon, for Carter, for Junelia, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew and Trina, for Cynthia and Jill, for Dawn and Thea and their family, for Tammy, Victoria, Matthew, for Roman and Lori, for Corrine and Kevin, for Shannon and Cam, for Gloria and Jerry, for Evelyn and Leona, for Corrine and Isaac, and some of the places around the world, Kuwait, Kosovo, Jordan, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. And then for Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. For all our unspoken requests, the things that we think of often, ponder, even worry and feel anxious about, we give these things to You, our good and great God, that knows us like no other. Come and meet us with Your peace that passes understanding. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
The Epistle to the Philippians, first 11 verses of chapter 2. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll prepare our hearts for the message.
There's nothing worth more than where the conquerors. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart comes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Provide this place and fill the atmosphere. Glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more than will ever. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart comes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God. God is what our hearts long for. We overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I'm forgiven, but you were forsaken. I'm accepted. Condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you willingly would die for me? Amazing love, you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King.
Seated.